Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.
To the Grave River Podcast. If you've ever went to Little Caesars and put in your PIN code and got someone else's pizza, fuck you, Little Caesars.
Okay. What the fuck is that about, man?
I'll tell you.
What are you talking about, dude?
I don't know.
He got somebody else's pizza.
Hang on. So you're going to Little Caesars.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What's the PIN code? What
like is, if you order it online to go pick it up?
I've never ordered online because I was just like, oh, pizza, it's there. It's hot and ready, right?
Never. Wow. No, they have like these warmers, mm-hmm. and when you order through the app or online, it gives you a code, and you don't even have to talk to anybody. You just go in there, put your code in, this little door opens, you take your pizza, you leave.
Good, I don't like talking to anybody anyways.
Yeah. Yes, we're on a podcast talking to each other. Yeah.
Little Caesars, like, dude, I don't, like, I feel like recently they've gotten a little bit better.
I will never eat Little Caesars again.
Little Caesars.
I got food poisoning a couple weeks ago, maybe, it was probably a month ago. After I had it, and like I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and it just decimated me.
Ultra yeah. Oof.
I had those little pizza cups, like the pizza cupcakes, and I ate one and then I just knew that's what it was. It just makes me want to gag.
Did it like, was something
I don't like rotten know. In there? Or nothing what? Tasted off. I'm still blaming Little C's, but it took me out for like 3 days. So Rachel says it was something else.
Did she eat the same thing?
Yeah, and she didn't get sick, so that's no reason why I don't think it was food poisoning.
Yeah, I was going to say, because sometimes food poisoning is not like, did you get it the next day, or was it that night?
It was that night, which I heard, you know, food poisoning takes like 24 hours or whatever.
It depends, it could be quicker, but usually it's going to be something you ate like the day before, or even mm-hmm. the day before that.
Right.
So.
I don't know, it's just, I just know I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and every time I thought about the taste of Little Caesars, the back of my throat wanted to gag. Oof. So I'm blaming Little Caesars.
I was that way when I was younger with, what was it? It was Frito-Lays, but they were like the chili cheese flavor.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, though. Dude. And dude, it was like, I'm still kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because I got the flu really, really, really bad. Like the stomach flu.
Uh-huh.
And dude, it just, I don't know what it is. I love chili. I love cheese. But I don't like chili cheese Fritos. It makes me want to fucking vomit to this day.
That's awful. That sucks.
That's been over, that's probably been 30 years ago, actually.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, Tanner, so you ordered pizza, and you didn't get pizza? Was that the issue?
Well, Heather put in an order, so when I was on my way home from my parents' house, because I stopped by there for a minute, she's like, here's the code, and I was like, okay, so I just went in there, put in the code,
mm-hmm.
door lifts up, I didn't think to, like, look or check on anything, and got home. Actually, when I was driving back, I pulled a pizza out, and I was like, oh, we ordered pepperoni pizza, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Get home and she's like, this isn't even ours. Like, I had breadsticks. We were supposed to get the pretzel pizzas. And I'm like, I put in the fucking code. The door opened. I didn't think to check anything. I didn't know what to check for. I said, I grabbed it and I came the fuck home.
Yeah.
So she calls them and they put her on hold for like 30 fucking minutes. Like, not even a normal hold. They just put the phone down on the counter.
Sounds like they weren't hot and ready.
Did they have like the waiting like music? But it was just that one song. No. But that was only that part for 30 minutes.
It was literally just she could hear all the customers in the background. And the guy's pizza that we got was there. And he was pissed off because his pizza was gone.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, it's not my fault. Like, I put in the fucking code and the door lifted.
Fault.
So I grabbed it.
You could hear in the background. He's like, I know that shit was Tanner. Beat his ass.
No, it was under Heather's name, too. Like, I don't know. I got home and, you know, I started eating or whatever. Or... after I talked to her, I'm like, are you mad at me? I'm like, I didn't fuck up. I did what I was supposed to.
You didn't go
to.
Back and get it fixed?
No, that's what she was calling back to get figured out. Plus, I already ate a slice on the way home.
So, they don't give a fuck about that.
Well,
as long as you don't eat the whole thing.
That fucking dude got a pepperoni pizza, and then one half was pepperoni, and then cheesy bread with jalapenos all over it.
That sounds pretty good.
It wasn't that bad, but my stomach's fucking turning over right now.
Well, sometimes.
If I fart, I might shit. But.
So, you guys didn't get nothing resolved? You just dealt with it?
No, she was like, fuck this, and just hung up. Because they had the, like...
You didn't like drive back and be like, look, like this is fucked up.
I was already home and it was on Tilton.
Oh, fuck that, dude. Yeah. That's too far.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that. So she was just trying to like be like, hey, like, can you refund me some money or like give us like a free coupon thing? Because they fucked up like I didn't. I just put in the code I was supposed to and the door opened. And I was just like, see ya.
You should just call corporate. They'll change. They'll fix it.
I'm sure she's dealing with it right now.
See, like that kind of shit.
When was this? Tonight? Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I had that thing to say. I was like, fuck Little Caesars. Oh,
okay. I guess if it was a whole pizza, it'd be a different story. But that kind of shit doesn't really bother me that much. Like, I went to Wendy's today, and I got, like, a biggie bag with, like, the bacon, whatever. Yeah. Didn't have bacon on it, but I was like, oh, well, I still got fries, nuggets, and a cheeseburger.
But that's different than getting a whole different ass order.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's different. But, like, a lot of people, they'll just get fucking pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, no fucking pickle. And they'll drive their car through the fucking building and go in there and start teabagging everybody.
No, I'm not saying get irate or anything. Just be like, I mean, working as a restaurant manager for so fucking long, you know, I just go, hey, like, this is wrong. Can I just change this, please? And they go, yeah.
They're like, no, fuck you, bitch.
Because if I've learned anything, nobody gives a fuck at any corporate or retail store.
No, they don't.
She told me on the phone that we were just getting two of the pretzel pepperoni pizzas. So I was like, all right, I've only seen two pieces. When I got home, she's like, where's the breadsticks and two extra cups of cheese? I was like, what? And then she opened them. She was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, I don't know.
You should have told her that you ate them on the way there.
That's something like that gets me into another tangent real quick. But apparently nowadays it's a thing for like the younger generation to be like, man, fuck corporate America. Oh, fuck corporations. Yeah, I don't want to work for a corporation. It's like, bitch, you got two options.
Yeah.
Start your own business or work for a fucking trade. Yeah. That's fucking it.
Period.
You're going to work for corporate America. The company that Tanner and I work for, it's a very small construction company with like the guy that owns it is like the coolest millionaire of all fucking time.
Yeah.
So we lucked out. But like, do that or start your own business or shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
But be a whiny little bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck cocksuckers.
Fuck Little Caesars, dude.
Yeah, fuck Little Caesars.
I love corporations.
But if Little Caesars wants to be a sponsor, just hook us up. Let me know.
Like I said, I love corporations.
We're looking for sponsors.
We're going to start a corporation. We're starting a podcast corporation, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, that's a pretty cool idea.
We actually are. I mean, we're kind of under the Monster Mashers umbrella.
Right.
I mean, that's always been the thing. Monster Mashers podcast, whatever, network. Yep.
I've kind of talked to him about doing like a little sports one under the umbrella.
Oh, damn. Who are you going to talk sports with?
I got a couple of buddies I can do it with or my buddy.
He's just going to bring him over to my house.
No, my brother and me could do one for sure. Yeah. And then I got a couple of buddies that would like come in time to time or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, if
it would just be under his umbrella, it would just be like my little thing.
It doesn't have to be
my little sports stuff, book, because what you should call it.
Yeah. Either way,
so it should have to be horror or true crime related, but like, so your main thing's sports, but you have to talk about one terrible real life murder at the beginning.
Dude, there's so many fucked up crazy stories about like murders and like people dying in the NFL. like, there's some crazy ass shit.
It's gonna be non-NFL related, so it's like, yeah, a man was hit by a train today and his intestines were seen being pecked by crows, you know.
That'd be great.
Nah, I'm joking.
I could talk about OJ.
Good, yeah. Hey, speaking of intestines coming out, Tanner, what did we watch this week?
Oh, God, here we go. Freddy versus Jason.
Woo!
Freddy kicks ass. Jason kicks ass.
Bye.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, no shit.
Nah, I picked it because I've always liked this movie. It's always been like fun and just easy to watch, super gory. I just figured let's just have a little fun with this one, but apparently I fucked up.
Well, no, definitely not.
No, you didn't fuck up. So I feel like this is, and this might not be a popular opinion, but I feel like this is probably one of the worst movies in both of the franchises.
No.
I think so.
No.
Personally.
Freddy's Dead sucks.
Which
Part one's- six. It's Freddy's Dead is just awful. They tried to do like this 3D effect, and the story was just centered around these kids in a van in a town, but they only stayed in front of this house. I hate Freddy's Dead. Freddy's Dead is awful.
I've seen them all, but I don't really remember. I've watched more of the Friday the 13th movies.
Also,
but
Jason Goes to Hell sucks too.
Dude, Jason Goes to Hell is okay. That movie, so it's not the worst. Jason Goes to Hell is the worst. Dude, he's like, I'm going to fucking turn into a spirit and jump bodies.
What were they thinking?
That was the worst. That's the worst. It might be one of the worst horror movies ever.
But you know what's crazy is like people defend the fuck out of the movie. Granted, I defend Jason X because I think Jason X fucking great.
I thought that movie was fucking cool as fuck.
Jason X is fun. If you're like, okay, he's going, it's Jason and he's going to fucking space.
Yeah.
And you're in that mindset.
Yep.
And that's kind of what this movie is too. This movie is by no means like terrible. It's not.
No. It's fan service. Like this movie is the horror fan service.
It is. I feel like this was
almost.
It felt like a fan fiction movie.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't like, it felt like it was like an okay fan fiction movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think this movie's premise is perfect. I truly do. Like, you know, Jason's, you know, waking up, Freddy's waking up Jason to get these kids to remember him, to bring him back to life so he could go back and kill.
Yeah.
Perfect premise.
Yep.
The acting kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's biggest gripe is Kane Hodder is not Jason.
Right? Yeah.
And I think that, because that Jason is just so stiff, and
he's like a fucking, like a mannequin, dude.
Yeah, and I just feel like he doesn't move the way he needs to, and I think just Kane Hodder has just really ruined that for a lot of people.
I think the reason, like, they wanted this dude was because he was so fucking big.
Yeah, he was fucking
Yeah,
huge.
But the problem is they fucked over Kane Hodder because he was already in the talks to being in this.
Yeah.
Because it's what everybody fucking wanted.
I mean, that's his fucking role.
Yeah, like, it is. I mean, he claimed Jason.
Yeah, and he fucking kills it every time.
Oh, yeah.
So he definitely should have gotten it, but I think right. They probably picked this dude just based off his fucking huge stature. Like, he's a fucking massive dude.
Speaking of Jason Goes to Hell, so, like, have you seen that, Tanner?
I don't think so.
So at the end of Jason,
I've seen a lot of them. I've seen a lot of the Jasons and the Friday the 13th, but I don't think I've made it.
At the end of Jason Goes to Hell, like, you know, Jason's dead and his mask's there, and Freddy's glove reaches up at the end of the movie and grabs it. So you're like, what the fuck? I remember, like, as a kid, for some reason, Jason Goes to Hell was one of the movies that my parents wouldn't let me rent.
Weird.
Yeah. Like, they would let me rent any. It was Jason Goes to Hell, Hellraiser, and Faces of Death. Anything else was fair fucking game.
That is so funny.
But so I heard rumors. Now, for the longest time, I was like, that's not fucking real. People are just making shit up. And then when I, you know, got a little older and I finally watched it, I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
But then we had to wait for fucking ever, dude. Like, what was the time difference? Or the, let's see.
When did, I don't know the year.
I'm going to look it up.
Because Jason X came out in 2001, I want to say.
1990, it was 10 years. 1993 was when Jason Goes to Hell comes out, and then Freddy versus Jason was 2003. So 10 fucking years they made this wait.
But it's crazy because Jason, when did Jason Goes to Hell come out again?
93.
Jason X came out in 2001, and then they made Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah. It's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
But no, I think, you know, people thought it wasn't going to fucking happen, but. You know, it fucking happened.
I'm glad it did. I think it is too. A great movie because it is fun.
Yeah.
And, like, Freddy looks fucking wonderful. Jason's pretty good. I thought it was phenomenal that the whole cornfield scene, Jason's just, like, on fire.
Yeah, that was
And
so
it's
bad.
Not
yeah.
CGI.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whoever that stunt actor is, props to you because I couldn't imagine. Like, that's a long-ass scene. Like, obviously, they probably, like, you know, drenched him and then caught him back on fire and drenched him again and caught him on fire. But damn, that's a long time for a lot of that
shit.
Yeah,
I mean, that was probably like a fucking 30-yard walk, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was from the middle of the field and just got all the way to where, like...
Right.
And it even did that zoom up above it.
Like, and you got to think, like, thinking from, like, a technical aspect, that zoom up front, like, somebody had to be in, like, a helicopter because drones weren't that good back in the day.
Right.
So they're just kind of sitting up there kind of waiting, and they're
or
probably
just
going, like...
old-school lift-up, like,
yeah, that too, things. That too. But
still,
man.
That was badass. That was a good shot.
I think the main thing that this movie suffers from is the movies from that time period, they don't age super well. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, there's a lot of really great movies from that time period. But it's just, like, with these particular type of movies, like the big, like, box office, like, you know, the popular movies, they try to, like, oversell, like what's going on. Like, the kids were just... complete fucking douche nuggets, dude.
Oh, yeah.
But if you watch, like, the other Friday the 13th movies or the other Nightmare on Elm Street movies, the kids back in, like, the 80s and shit, like, you know, we watch it now, and like, oh, they're just dumb 80s kids. But it doesn't seem as, like cringy as, like, the 90s.
I think the issue, I think, honestly, what it suffers from is that late 90s, early 2000s teen horror movies, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream, whatever the fuck else, like, that's what they were trying to cast.
Yeah.
And so, but granted, like Catherine Isabella is awesome, which is from Ginger Snaps. Monica Kenna was like, this was the only thing she really did. You got Kelly. I can't think of her last name right now, but
chick from Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Just fucking random. Dude. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
So
yeah, the cast wasn't like super great, but the kills were really fucking badass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The kills were great. Yeah, like, going back to the acting real quick, I don't think the acting was necessarily bad, but it was the writing, the script.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, Catherine Isabella is a great actress, and way better than what she was able to do in this.
Like, that one chick was like, I actually wrote this line down, she was, like, describing Freddy Krueger. She's like, his skin was terribly burned. When does somebody say, like, like, describing somebody, his skin was terribly burned? Nobody says that.
No.
Like, you don't talk like that. Like, right. Just say, he was burned.
Yeah.
That dude was fucked up.
Exactly. And it's just so cringy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, back to the kills, though. The kills were fucking cool.
Yeah.
Except that CGI caterpillar.
Dude. I remember that being way cooler when I was younger, dude.
Yeah, that one was... That was a laugh scene, I think. Like, oh, I just... Yeah.
Like, you know when the Mucinex monster looks more real than the CGI guy? You're like...
Damn. Woo.
Crystal, me and Crystal both looked at each other. We're like, oh, I don't remember that being that fucking terrible. It's something wrong. I watched this bitch on fucking DVD too.
Oh,
I
don't have the Blu-ray. Boy.
So, you know, I was going way back. You know, when they ask you if you want standard or widescreen, you know, you're going back in time a little bit.
Hell yeah, dude.
Everything's
classic right there.
Everything's widescreen now.
Did you guys have a favorite kill?
I'm trying to think back at it. I don't know. Honestly, I just thought it was fun. I really like the kill of Brendan Fletcher's, where he's like locked into the, he's in the garage and like he's asleep and like his head gets pushed and then like his head gets slashed and shit. That's just, and like
that was a really
he was
one.
Caught on fire, and then when it went to the thing, it was like Freddy's back. I thought that.
Oh yeah,
and that's funny because he put it on his back.
Yeah.
I like the scene where old homegirl from Destiny's Child's like. She's like talking shit, and then like Jason's behind her, and he hits her really hard with the machete, and she like comically flies up against the fucking tree.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh my god, dude.
I think the craziest one for me was like at the very beginning where he just grabbed both sides of the beds.
Oh,
and
yeah,
just
dude.
Folded that dude like backwards in half. Yeah. I was like, holy fucking shit.
I was waiting for that motherfucker to die. He's like, dude, don't let me wait, babe.
Yeah. You want to talk about like such a satisfying kill is when he fucking dies so quick, dude.
Right in the very beginning. Oh, yeah. Like, but it was just so crazy to just see that. Just, I was like, holy fuck.
Dude, what a dickhead, dude. Well, he's like, go take a shower. You smell like fucking menthol.
I was thinking, I was like, is there really a difference that you can smell between regular cigarettes and menthols? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Regardless, it doesn't matter. Like, no, bro, you just banged her, and then you're like, ah, fuck you. Get the fuck away from
me. If I told my wife, I was like, oh, get away from me. You smell like menthols. She'd pack up my shit and kick me out the fucking door, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like the main plot of the movie was actually pretty sound.
I think the plot is perfect. I honestly do. I don't think they could have made it better.
No, I agree. Like the thing with like him, you know, waking up Jason to help do with, you know, all that shit. That's cool, but the subplots
suck.
Oh my god, dude. They're fucking laughable. She's like when they start talking, everything's cool. She's like, you've not been the same since your mom died. And I was like, here we fucking go. Here we fucking go.
Yeah.
And then they go and the old dude gets fucking freed from the asylum. And he's like, I saw your dad kill your mom. That's why I locked up in the asylum.
Yeah.
Like, is this fucking Scooby-Doo? Like,
right.
What the fuck's going on, dude? Oh, that shit's so fucking dumb, man. I hate like early 2000s fucking like drama type plots.
Yeah.
Fucking dumb as shit, dude.
You know, you say, you know, you keep bringing up like this time period of horror movies and stuff, but like 2003 was a great year for horror movies. Because regardless of like how this movie didn't age well, it's still a great watch. And so, like, this is 2003. This came out. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake came out. Great House movie. Of a Thousand Corpses came out.
One of the best.
I'm pretty sure Hills Have Eyes remake came out.
I was just about also to say great. That, too.
So, like, there's a lot of good horror shit happening and a lot of good, like, icon stuff happening. So, it is funny. Like, I definitely think Freddy vs. Jason is, quote-unquote,
the weaker of the bunch, but this movie was all just about like having a good fucking time.
It was a fun movie, and we've not even really touched on any of the fighting, dude, because the fighting was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
right.
You know, yeah, I feel like we couldn't have asked for any better of fight scenes. Like when Freddy was, it's goofy, but when Freddy was bouncing Jason around like he was playing pinball.
Oh yeah,
like he's like tilt. Well, that was dumb, but that was, it's funny though. Like it was fun, you know, because it. I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street is. They're pretty scary movies, but like it's also comedy too,
you know,
to some extent. So I'm kind of glad they brought some of that in there.
They were really trying to go for the "Welcome to Primetime, Bitch" line in this movie,
yeah. Because
there's so many lines that ended with him saying "bitch,"
yeah,
which is funny to me.
I was at a panel. You were probably there. It was, I can't remember, it was Days of the Dead or Horror Hound, but they had the Nightmare on Elm Street panel, and they got him to say that.
Oh, really?
He's like,
it had to be Horror Hound, Primetime,
Bitch. Mm-mm. Yeah, it was so fun.
Robert Englund's one of the nicest people I've ever met. He is so nice and takes his time with everybody. You'll stand in line for fucking ever, but like when you get to him, you have such a great personal time with him.
Yeah.
So like you could ask him anything and he's telling you a full-on story, not giving a fuck how long it's going to take. It's awesome.
Yeah, I never got to meet him. I was just at the panel, but the two experiences stand out for me was definitely Bill Moseley.
Mm-hmm.
Super fucking nice guy. And Kane Hodder, he's scary, but he's really nice too.
He'll actually choke you too. It's awesome. Dude,
we took pictures and he was like, we took a couple, but the first pictures he was like covering up my face because Crystal was with me and I was like, shit. I'm going to have to fight Kane Hodder. But
I thought one of the coolest parts too is where Freddy like pulls Jason down and he has his claws.
Oh, he's
just
yeah.
sitting there like uppercutting him right in the chest.
Yeah.
Just kind of like looks at him after like, fuck, that didn't even faze you.
That's right. Something I don't really understand is like, so you got this little fucking frail man out with a little glove on fighting Jason. Like, how does Jason's like, oh, he's just suddenly missing him. Like when he's in the real world, not like the dream world. Like,
I mean, he cut his arm off.
Yeah, but it took for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Like he should have been able to just slaughter his ass, dude.
I thought he fucked him up pretty bad. Like he was throwing all kinds of shit at him. Fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking slicing the piss out of him. Maybe tossing him around.
Maybe Jason's just a pussy. No one else has really tried to fight back, except for that one guy in New York.
Guy was... That's one of my favorite scenes fucking ever, dude. That guy really just tried to beat his ass.
Dude, people talk so much shit about that movie, but I think it's so good. They're like, it takes place on a boat. Who fucking cares, dude?
Yeah.
Boats are cool.
Titanic. And then when it finally gets to New York, like, it feels awesome, dude.
It does,
It's such a great payoff.
When he's walking through Times Square, dude.
Oh, what a
kicks
scene.
Kicks the boombox.
Yeah. Fucking sweet,
yeah, dude. Such a good movie. So, what I just said, I guess, could kind of lead into this. The ending.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's no way that the ending was a dream, right? Because...
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, because, no.
Well, because he winks at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't, none of these people can die.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, they pulled him from the dream world, and that's the only way to kill him, I guess, as far as the lore goes. But
they had to catch him on fire to kill him, right? Isn't that how you kill Freddy? You have to light him on fire?
I think they've done that, and he's still alive.
Yeah. So, you had to bury him in a graveyard. Not a graveyard, what's that thing called? A junkyard. There we go. And then, a whole, you know, you throw his shit in the furnace and stuff. So, yeah, essentially a lot of fire stuff. But at the same time, like, who would have been happy that Jason killed Freddy?
Yeah, true. My thing, though, like, I feel like that's a cop-out for one. But so the explosion happens. The two survivors, they're launched into the water. Freddy's launched in the water. Jason's launched in the water.
Yeah.
You don't see him for a second, and everybody gets up. So... Then that's when he gets his arm cut off and shoved. No, he gets his arm cut off before. That's when the arm gets shoved through him, and then he gets his head chopped off by the girl. But they could technically be asleep during that because they all could have got knocked out.
True.
But then again, in the dream world, why would Freddy let him, you know, why would he get his ass kicked? He could just be like, fuck this, I'm going to warp around everywhere.
What if that works for with, like, false things? So people will be like, oh, yeah, I'm not afraid of Freddy. But that gets everybody talking about Freddy again. And he comes back to life.
But it'd be more scary if Freddy was, like, he would want to be alive. He would want to be like, hey, you know, like, I'm not dead. If they thought he was dead, they'd forget.
Maybe it's because in the, like, real reality, he just has no power or anything.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. Like, but, I mean, if saying, like, if he is in the dream world, Like, he wouldn't want that to play out the way it did. But, yeah. like you said, who fucking knows? Maybe that was the real world, and you can't just kill him by chopping his fucking head off.
Right.
Or maybe it's, like, deeper. Maybe, like, we're all in a dream right now, man. You know maybe, what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, Michael Michael Myers got his head cut off. Jason has... I don't know if his head's been cut off yet. And then Freddy's got his head cut off. Chucky's definitely had his head cut off. Leatherface has not. I think technically Leatherface is the only one that hasn't died.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because it's like, it's not a crazy supernatural world. It's just a dude with a chainsaw. You know? Like if a dude came at me with a chainsaw, I'd probably be dead, you know? Like yeah, there's not yeah, way, yeah. any way I'm going to fucking.
I'm going to let him take one swing at me because it's going to throw so much weight over and then I'm going to run.
Yeah.
Oh. True. Yeah. He is pretty. I mean, I don't know. He's kind of fast for a bigger guy.
Yeah.
He is not catching me. I'll tell you that.
I don't know, man. He's pretty fucking pretty bulky, but
I'll kick him right in his corn dog.
Did you sure in his corn dog?
Yeah.
This movie's great. It has boobs, it has yep. blood, it has weed, it has slashers.
Party,
everything.
I just think it didn't age very well at all.
Yeah.
Not to say it's bad, because it's like it was definitely nostalgic. This is probably the first time I've watched it in at least 10 years. And it kind of gives you that warm feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you watch it for the first time in that amount of time, you're like, some of this just didn't work out. You know?
Oh, side note. I'm sorry. I have to go on this little tangent. Is the song that played in the beginning Mudvayne?
I don't know, but that's what I was going to mention. What's up with all these fucking movies in this era having shitty fucking radio rock stuff?
Dude, I don't know. Well, I just wanted to say this would be, if that is Mudvayne, this is the second
I'm gonna look
movie
it up.
That Tanner has picked that's had Mudvayne.
I secretly love Mudvayne.
Looking it up.
I don't even know their fucking music, but it is funny that you brought that up because I think actually it's the third movie I've picked from this era.
You might be right.
At least one fucking Mudvayne song in it.
And what was the other one? Because you got Ghost Ship.
Ghost Ship had it. This had it. And then.
I think you are right. I think there was another movie.
What the fuck was the other one, though?
Well, this is fucking annoying. I typed in Freddy vs. Jason song, and there's a song called Freddy vs. Jason by Ski Mask, the Slump God.
What the fuck is that?
He's dead.
That's pretty wild.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I've seen that guy live. I'm trying to remember what the other one
is. It's El Nino, too, it is.
Oh, okay.
They fucking suck, dude.
I'd never listen
to them. Here's the soundtrack you got. I don't know who this is. Spin Shank, El Nino, Killswitch Engage.
Hey, Killswitch is awesome.
Typo Negative.
Those are
Hate
great.
Breed. And think. Oh, wait. Oh, that's not them. You said Mudvayne, right?
Yeah.
Mushroom Head, Seether, Power Man 5000. I don't know if this is the. I think it's just a random list of shit. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of disappointed now. I wish it was Mudvayne.
It's even worse. It's El Nino. Yeah. That's one of those bands, because I was listening to that shit back then, but not El Nino. I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross. That is so these funny. Guys.
Was it Disturbia?
Yeah. It was. Did Disturbia have Mudvayne playing?
I don't know. Had something.
I think so. I think you're right.
I remember seeing this in theaters, though, and a lot of these, I think all the movies with those songs in theaters, mm-hmm. and it's just like at the end, it's just like, boom, burn, yeah, playing yeah. them. I'm like, oh, this sucks.
That's so funny.
But back in the day, I was like, fuck yeah.
I had the budget pulled.
I still am. I really enjoy Killswitch Engage still.
I really enjoy Mudvayne.
I never got into them.
It's a shame. I think they're great.
Well, you know how it'll be. You know.
So, the question is, though, who would you want to win? Jason or Freddy? Who do you think would actually win?
Jason.
I'm a Freddy, or I'm sorry, I'm a Jason fan
uh-huh.
through and through. Like, if we're asking who I prefer, I like Jason more than Freddy by far, but Freddy would win.
Yeah, because...
There's no way he wouldn't.
No, because all you'd have to do is wait for Jason to go to sleep, yeah. which I assume he's asleep a lot of time, and just kill him while he's asleep.
Yeah, there's Freddy's overpowered. There's just no way to get away from him.
Right.
But I love Friday the 13th way better than I love Nightmare on Elm Street, 100%.
It's understandable.
It's just the atmosphere, man. It's that camp atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
It's always storming. It's just great. I'm an atmosphere guy.
Also, why was this movie so fucking blue?
Yeah.
All every scene was blue.
Dude, that's something else I want to mention too. So they play off of like like Jason being afraid of the water, right? Because he's like, oh, look, he's got him in the dream world, and he's like, oh, it looks like there's something you're scared of, and it's like surrounds him with water.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't get out. But the motherfucker's in the lake all the fucking goddamn time, dude. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's how he, quote unquote, died, is because he drowned in the lake.
Yeah, but he's always in the lake. And that's kind of a powerful scene, too, because he's like, at the end, he's walking, you know, through the lake with his head, so it's like he conquered his fear.
That's what I was about to say.
But in the other movies, he's in the water too, so it doesn't fucking.
That's how they end up killing him.
Doesn't count, you know.
Yeah, he's on a boat in the water.
It's very inconsistent.
He gets sank into the water.
All right, what's the budget? I bet it made a lot of money.
Oh, it made a ton.
The budget was $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Makes they sense. Made $116.6 million.
$30 million's too much.
Yeah, they could have got that CG caterpillar looking a little bit better. Yeah.
They had to pay that guy to be on fire too much, obviously.
Dude, that had to cost a lot. Like, probably. The insurance alone.
I wish I could, like, find some shit on that, but that'd be interesting to see what that dude's making just to fucking walk 10 feet on fire.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, like, what all these budgets consist of. I know it's casting. I know it's, like...
All the crew, man.
And
don't forget, this is film, not digital.
Yeah, it's true. Is this consisting, like, does this, like, involve their meals, too? Are they feeding them on set?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's some things to think of, right? Trailers. So you're renting those bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So that costs quite a bit. Food, obviously, for the entire cast and crew. Lodging. Travel. They can only work 8 hours. I don't know. This might have been changed recently. But as of now, like... They can only work 8 hours, and they can only work, like, 12 hours at a time. 12 hours in between each time. So say that we started filming at 9 a.m. and got done at 5 p.m., we couldn't film again until 5 a.m. at the earliest. So that's some stuff to think about. And then also all the special effects and stuff. Like, Freddy's makeup is expensive as fuck.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I wonder if advertising is in this.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
probably... Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I would assume it is.
Because this movie was fucking everywhere. And I feel like that's... I mean, I know the other shit's expensive, but I guarantee that's probably half of most movies' budgets.
Yeah.
Is advertising. Because that shit is fucking expensive, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to get... I mean, I don't know how much it is, but I'm assuming it's like... To get a trailer on, like, a main, like, network back then.
Right.
Or in other movies, dude, that's astronomical.
For sure.
So.
I agree.
Because I think that's something we don't really think about, you know, when we're like, oh, how the fuck? It's like, advertising.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, they made a profit.
A hefty one.
There is no way they weren't going to make a profit.
Yeah. I just feel like if they would have made this movie, like, 5 years sooner. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more than that. If it was to come out a couple years after Jason Goes to Hell, I feel like it would have been... They could have rode the hype wave. But then again, I don't know. This time period, there was a resurgence of, like, that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
maybe it was smarter to wait.
They just needed Kane Hodder. They needed to really buckle down on the script because the writing did suffer.
It was bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be kind of cool to see, like, a remake of this.
Oh, I agree.
With Kane Hodder. And then,
yes. Like, I think that would be the perfect way for Robert Englund to go out, dude.
How shitty would it be if it was Kane Hodder and then, like, Freddy from the remake?
That would be hilarious.
That movie is fucking atrocious, dude. That movie's so bad.
I kind of enjoy it.
The movie's not it's not that the movie's bad, it's the Freddy, dude. Mm-hmm. He sucks.
Yeah.
He is
Jackie O'Hale.
Garbage, dude. Yeah.
Poor he's guy. Great as Rorschach, though.
Yeah, he's probably great in a lot of other stuff, but he's just not a good Freddy, man. They should
be, though.
William Dafoe.
Oh. William Dafoe would be great.
There was fake rumors and shit like that he was going to be Freddy, mm-hmm. and then it came out with...
Well, now there's a thing where, like, Robert Englund came out and was like, hey, I think Kevin Bacon would be a great Freddy.
He would, actually.
Yeah.
He would look, but I don't know if he would act that, you know.
Right.
Just, I don't know, the Freddy from the remake, his one-liners were just like, bullshit. All right, let's rate this bitch.
Let's rate it.
Scary score.
Wasn't scary. 5. I didn't think it was scary. It was just really, I mean, it was really fucking gory, but
yeah,
scary, not really. It was just like kind of action packed and
yeah,
gory.
3.
Yeah. It's just fun, dude. It's not scary. It's fun.
Yeah. Okay. Fun score.
Go 8.5. Yeah. I always have fun watching it. It's a good movie.
I was going to go to an 8.
Eight. Same. All right. Now here's time. It's time for the big score. That's just always fucking disjointed, you know, because yeah. I don't. Our scoring system doesn't make fucking sense. Who cares? Nope. Fuck off.
The points don't matter. If you want your own score, get on our Patreon when we get one.
Yeah, we need to get cracking on that shit, dude.
Yeah.
You need to fucking pay us, bitch. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Overall score. Who wants to go first?
I give it 13 out of 10. Mm. I'm just kidding. I give it a 7.
I'm going to go 6.5.
I was actually going to go 7 as well. I think overall it's a pretty good movie. It's a good watch. Super gory, but super fun at the same time.
Yeah. It if this was like, if I was like, I was 15 when this came out. If this was back then, I'd be like, bro, don't ever do this, but I'm going to give it an 11. I'm going to give it a fucking 11, dude.
Yeah.
No,
especially El Nino.
It didn't age well, but it is fun.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the atmosphere. I mean, it's got a good atmosphere, but it doesn't feel like a Jason movie, and it doesn't feel like a Freddy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just something else. Like, it's more of, like, just a product of that time.
They also kind of made it seem like Elm Street and, like, Crystal Lake were, like...
Right next to each other. Yeah.
Like, from, like, Parker to Selma or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they were just there, just going at it. Like, what?
Yeah. It wasn't terrible.
No.
It just, I'll probably not watch it again for another 10 years. So,
yeah.
You know?
I've definitely picked worse.
Yeah. It makes me like, because I have the Blu-ray, Friday the 13th. It's like the one that came out after the one that was out of print, and it's got the really shitty cover. It's like what I'm talking about? But it doesn't have Jason X, Freddy versus Jason, or Jason Goes to Hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I need to get those on Blu-ray. But now I'm just like, nah, I probably don't need them on Blu-ray. I'll just get Jason X on Blu-ray and we'll be okay.
I have the nice Scream Factory big box set with all of them in it. So
I was going to get it and then it was like out of print and it got really expensive.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck that, dude.
It's stupid.
Yeah. I still need to get Freddy or Nightmare on Elm Street on Blu-ray though.
Yeah, you do.
I do. But
it's a good one.
Whose pick is it next week?
It's mine.
Okay.
We are going to watch Late Night with the Devil. It's on Shudder.
I just watched that.
Oh, motherfucker.
No, that's okay. That's
I'm
good.
I'm excited to watch
that's good.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means I don't even have to fucking watch it because I watched it like 4 days ago.
Wow. Okay.
I'm gonna put it on refresh.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I'm not going to give my opinion yet.
Yep. Nope. Keep it because I don't actually know what it's about.
You haven't watched it yet?
No, I haven't watched it. So this is because Umbrella Entertainment's coming out with this really nice Blu-ray set for it. It comes with the VHS, like the movie on VHS. It comes with a nice Blu-ray, this box, and all this shit. And it had me really hyped, and I was like, man, I really need to watch this movie. And I know it's on Shudder, but also, like, the main guy in that just started an interview show with, like, celebrities and directors called Grave Communications, and they're, like, in caskets talking.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Like, he did it with Mike Flanagan. He did it with Kate Segal. And he's doing it with some other people. So, I was like, man, this guy seems cool. I want to see what he's about.
It's definitely unique.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm not going to say anything else about it.
Yep.
But.
So, Late Night with the Devil.
It's got a badass name, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Time to crank hogs?
I think so. Hog cranking. Commence. All right. We'll see y'all
next week.
Peace. Love you.